With no sign of his rescuers, and as the sun began to dip towards the jagged horizon, Wilco faced the horrors of another night on the exposed flanks of K2. He dialed Martin's number in the Netherlands, trying to describe his location, but there was nothing in the terrain that he recognized. Martin assured him that help was on the way and asked him to resist the impulse to sleep. Buoyed by the conversation, Wilco walked a little further. He later said that it was the image of his wife and child that kept him going. "Kaz! Kaz! Pemba! Pemba!" Wilco yelled, but the effort pained his throat. There was no reply. Unable to resist any longer, he cupped some soft snow in his hand, melting it in his mouth, the effect like a droplet in a desert. It tasted wonderful, but he could barely swallow. The ache in his throat had become unbearable, the numbness in his feet now strangely more tolerable. Frostbite was gnawing at his toes, the sub-zero temperatures causing everything to freeze, destroying flesh in the process. Each step was a chore, his knees buckled under the tiredness that was engulfing him. Nothing was recognizable. Nobody had ever been here before.